Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends, the Goldbergs, are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Miller didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now she knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best.
It does everything.
Mrs. Miller used to frown at those greasy work shirts on wash day and say,
here, though, scrubbing my fingers off again.
Then she'd sort out those dirty towels.
Do you suppose they'll ever be white again?
And she'd look at her pretty rayon slips.
Oh, those colors. How can I keep them from looking so washed out?
Ah, and then the lady who didn't became a lady who does. She found Does does best. This new kind of soap does everything in the wash. For towels, Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power. And for nice colors, extra safety. Now, wash day's a different story for Mrs. Miller.
What do you know? Does in those work shirts is a cinch. I didn't do any hard scrubbing, and look how clean they are.
Well, of course, Does can't be beat for cleaning power.
Does in my towels gets them the whitest white I ever hung on my wash line.
Sure, Does can't be beat by any soap for really white washes.
And Does in those pretty colors really leaves them brighter.
Does is safer for colors, so they last longer. You see, ladies, does everything. It's been proved best in actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Does beat them all with its wonderful combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does, not a lady who didn't. Does best. Does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. To judge a man by his external behavior alone is akin to judging a man by his clothes. Both can be misleading. Up until a few minutes ago, Edward Reynolds was considered guilty by everyone at the nominating meeting. Guilty of having done away with Elizabeth Neal, his ex-fiancée, in order to hide the truth forever. There were any number of suspicious indications, all pointing to him. But at that very moment, Reynolds' car was seen pulling up before the town hall. Why did he come back? Listen.
Quick, David. Come here, right away. I'm nervous.
Quiet. Exactly what I told you. When Mr. Reynolds walks in here, yeah. I want you to keep your seats no matter what happens.
Oh, there is Jake.
I see him. He sees
things
you,
too. Things
are
a little too quiet and unnatural. Keep things buzzing for me.
Keep things buzzing.
Let me hear some of that talking you give me when we don't need it.
Let's buzz a little bit. Everybody buzz.
Sam, please leave that front seat vacant. We want our guests to be where we can see.
Oh, David, hold my hand.
You are sorry for Reynolds already, Molly?
I'm sorry for
you. You don't have to say. When a man is guilty, he's not innocent. And only for the innocent should you have pity.
Is the constable here?
Here I am, bros.
All right.
I was just out in the hall. Reynolds stopped to make a phone call.
Well, if Reynolds is planning to make a dramatic entrance, he's certainly succeeding in doing just that.
You think he's going to confess, David?
Well, who can tell?
Oh, Bruce.
Yes?
Bruce, did you tell the folks just what you want them to do when you announce the meeting is over?
No, I didn't, but I will.
Let us hear, Eddie.
Clem Newton is going to sit right down here beside me. And when Clem takes his blue handkerchief out of his pocket, that's my cue for closing the meeting. I want you all to leave quiet.
Quiet.
And I'm going to repeat what I said before.
Quiet.
Please, I don't want any of you to ask any pointed questions. Like, where's Elizabeth Neal? How come she disappeared? Or we saw her on her way here.
Oh, he wouldn't.
Molly, who took Rosalie home? Who took her home?
Mary Foote, she was too nervous to remain longer. She was a good friend of Elizabeth Neal.
Yes, here he comes.
Here he comes.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he com
Bruce.
All right, down there.
Here he comes.
All right, folks. Please.
Molly, look how calm and collected he is.
Please. Well. Well, Mr. Reynolds. Come right in.
Good evening.
There's a seat waiting for you right down here in front.
Sorry I'm late.
Well, better late than never, I say.
Well, don't let me interrupt the meeting. I think this is too important an occasion for an interruption.
Well, we all feel the same way. That's why we counted on you getting here earlier tonight.
That's in the nature of a public reprimand, and, well, I feel I deserve it.
Considering
I'm running for councilman and wanted the endorsement of this gathering, I should have arrived earlier.
I'm sure that nothing would have kept you from getting here earlier, Mr. Reynolds, unless it was something important and personal. We're happy you got here, Ed, before the meeting adjourned.
Yes. Yes.
Am I right in assuming that you wish to address the folks?
That's right. But before I do, I'd appreciate knowing a little of what happened here tonight. I don't like taking the time. I know it's late.
That's all right, Mr. Reynolds, if it'll help what you're going to say.
Has Newton got his handkerchief?
No.
Well, for Mr. Reynolds' information, please.
Quiet.
We had one main part on the agenda tonight, and we went ahead with it. Despite some things happening that weren't scheduled, that main point was to decide on our choice for the coming council elections. And a consensus of opinion, as everybody knows, was to nominate Mrs. Molly Goldberg.
What is looking at me?
Let him look.
One of the main reasons decided us on that choice was Mrs. Goldberg's stand in favor of the community housing project, badly needed. For many of the folks have come here from all over the country to work in our war plant and expect to remain here after the war. We welcome them here as friends. Mr. Reynolds, you own the land on which we want to build. Well, order, please. And a few other matters were taken up, like the Red Cross. Well, I guess that's the gist of what happened.
Thank you, Bruce. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for reviewing the events of the evening. I appreciate it. Something you were going to say, Bruce?
Well, I was going to. Well, then maybe I shouldn't. Well, it seems there's a great deal of feeling and suspicion, and a lot of that feeling has to do with you, Mr. Reynolds. That's the truth. And I think we ought to face it. And suspicion.
Quiet,
please, Mrs. Johnson.
Be quiet.
And suspicion never bred harmony. And the only way to chase suspicion is by letting in a cold, clear air of truth and reason. And I hope that everyone here keeps that in mind. Any questions before I give the floor to Mr. Reynolds?
You want the floor, Molly?
Nobody?
What would I do with it?
And I'm calling on Mr. Reynolds. Mr. Reynolds, we've been waiting a long time to hear from you.
Thank you, Bruce.
You have the floor.
I hope what I have to say makes up for the time all you people have spent waiting for me. But first, I would like to extend my congratulations to Mrs. Goldberg on obtaining the endorsement of this group for the council seat.
Should I say thank you?
Why not?
Thank you.
I can't say that I'm not sorry to lose the endorsement of this body.
He has the body on his mind.
But I have the consolation of knowing that I have an opponent who stands four square against me on the major issues.
Four square.
The housing project. And that will keep and help make the issues very clear to all concerned.
Absolutely.
A lot of people here have shown a commendable interest in the welfare of the men and women who came here to work in our war plants. But, and this is true of too many well-meaning individuals, they allow their natural neighborly sentiments to flow over into impractical wishful thinking. Now, the housing project is what I have reference to. It is intended to provide living quarters for hundreds of transient workers who came during the war. But why? Why should they remain here after the peace?
Ed Reynolds has the floor, please.
Ed Reynolds has
Does anybody believe that there will be that much employment to keep these new arrivals in Lastonbury? I, for one, do not.
You see,
ask you now, what happens to the people when there are two jobs for every man? If there's work for all, man becomes carefree, careless.
Let one man continue.
Now it is proposed that my land be taken.
Let Newton take out the handkerchief already. And you don't use that land.
It's true, I don't use that land. But private property is like a man's private life. Neither should be the subject of the community's concern.
Newton is taking out his handkerchief.
I don't see.
Yes. Are you through, Mr. Reynolds?
Yes, I am, Bruce. And I hope I didn't take up too much of your time. But I wanted the whole town to know my reason for opposing the housing project and the sale of my land for that purpose. And I want to repeat, a man's private property and his private life are neither the subject of the community's concern.
Thank you.
That's a matter of opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
That's a matter of... Wait, the handkerchief. Now, do you see it, David?
Unless there's any further business, I adjourn this meeting.
Goodbye.
David, give me my pocketbook. Leave the hall as quickly as possible.
David, give me my pocketbook. Help me on with me and my coat.
Sure, here.
Thank you. Goodbye, Bruce.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for coming
in,
Mr. Reynolds.
Yes, Bruce? Oh, hello, Clem.
Mr. Reynolds?
Ed Reynolds, I'm afraid your private life has spilled over into the public domain.
What?
In my capacity as constable of the town of Lastonbury, I place you in the custody of the law.
Now, when folks take time these busy days to write a letter praising something, well, that something's got to be pretty terrific. And that's why we're so pleased with all the letters we get praising Does. Folks everywhere say this new kind of soap is best. It does everything in the wash. But from Cedar Lake, Indiana, Mrs. Charles Enochson writes she's discovered Does does everything for dishes, too. Listen.
I was simply amazed at how much more Does does. Why, for dishes, I have suds of plenty right straight through the whole job.
Yes, Mrs. Enochson, does make suds that stand up till the last dish is done, and it gives you fast action on grease, too, plus greater kindness to hands. And ladies, that's why I say does everything for dishes. Notice how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the instant water strikes it. No need to keep adding soap, because does suds stand by to the last frying pan. They cut grease without hard scouring, too. Yet Does is kinder to your hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves them beautifully smooth. Yes, does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, this is a turn of events Edward Reynolds could not have foreseen. Otherwise, he would not have shown up at the meeting. Does this mean that Elizabeth Neal has been found dead? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save all used fat. It pays. You'll get 2 red ration points per pound. Save more used fat. Get more ration points.